Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airborne. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist from your 130th Public Affairs. It's UTA weekend, so that means another CDS drop.
Joining me on the pod today is Colonel Brian Priest, 130th Wing Commander, Colonel Pat Shard, 130th Deputy Wing Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, 130th Wing Command Chief.
Colonel Priest, it's December UTA. What are your priorities?
Hey, good morning, Senior Crist. Thanks for having us. Before we get into December UTA, I want to talk briefly about some things that have happened since the last time. I'll start with our FSERT. So that's our Fatality Search and Rescue Team. They're a section of our Force Support Squadron. They were called out for a real-world mission, casualty search and rescue down in Florida and North Carolina both. It was a very challenging, kind of sobering mission. A lot of hard work for those folks. Had about a 10-person team that went, and I just want to congratulate them and thank them for what they did.
Great volunteer spirit. They really stepped up, and they were really excited to go and really motivated. It was it really lifted me up watching them as they were getting ready to go out the door.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was impressive what they did. A couple other things that went on. Signed a new partnership with the Gabon, and I know Colonel Chard is going to talk about that, but a new state partner. We traveled over to that African nation to sign that agreement, and that was good for the state and the National Guard. And then the last thing, the state of the state. So leadership from the 130th Airlift Wing and the 167th in Martinsburg, along with our state National Guard leadership, traveled to the National Guard Bureau, the Air National Guard Readiness Center. And we kind of advocate on behalf of each wing for what we need. The 130th, we advocated for upgrades to our aircraft. They still need a lot of avionics package type upgrades to make them capable to operate in the Pacific in a great power competition. We advocated for a new squadron operations facility, a new SURF, funding for new SURF offices and new SURF storage, and then just general O&M funding for basically our daily operating costs. I think we made a little bit of headway. It's not easy, and you know, credit to the Guard Bureau. It's tough to manage tight finances, but I think we made progress, so it was a good visit. Get into this drill. Like every drill, a lot going on. A little bit unique type of a drill with Christmas, but we'll start with Saturday morning. We have a retirement for Chief Tim Gibson. I believe that's at 10 o'clock. Chief Gibson is a maintenance, longtime career in maintenance, outstanding maintainer. So I want to congratulate and thank him, and I'll be up there to wish him well at his retirement. Saturday evening, we have the Christmas dance. We sold a lot of tickets, more than the minimum, so that's great. Seems to be a fantastic time to fellowship kind of outside of the military structure. So I hope everyone has a great time and enjoys themselves at that event. Then getting into Sunday morning, we have the safety stand up. So many of you may have heard of a safety stand down, which is where you basically you stop operations for, you know, a day or even a week, stop flying operations and anything else that's going on to focus on safety. Well, a safety stand up is similar, except you just don't stop operations. We'll take probably about an hour and a half for each group in each section. The briefing will be tailored to what your section does, but it'll be about risk management. In the Air Force and in the 130th Airlift Wing, we have to, risk is part of what we do, but we have to ensure that we manage that risk. And hopefully we can learn something during the brief and be safer from it. I think our safety reps who will be conducting the brief are well prepared, so I'm looking forward to that. Sunday afternoon, we have our Christmas lunches. That's a tradition that's gone on since I joined this wing many years ago, and I think it's one of our best traditions. So within your group or squadron or section, you'll have your lunch and hope you eat some great food and enjoy yourself and having some time to socialize again. A last thing for drill I want to mention is make sure we get your flu shot. Each individual needs to get a flu shot. If you haven't done so already, it's time. It's due this drill. So make sure you factor that into your schedule. Then before I turn it over, Colonel Chard, I had one more special thing I want to mention, and that was Miss Beth Melton, our Airman and Family Programs Director. She'll be retiring December 14th. Most of you know Beth has battled cancer for the last few years and battled valiantly, and while doing so, continued to just completely excel as our Family Programs Director. She is going to be sorely missed. She's one of the best we've ever known, so I say thank you to Beth, and I hope if you all get the chance, any of you listening, if you see her this weekend, please thank her for her service to the wing.
Absolutely.
We will hold a retirement ceremony for Beth. It'll be in January drill, more to come on the time and location for that, but Beth will be appropriately recognized for her service. That's all I have, and Colonel Chart, it's all yours.
you know, I can't think of anyone that's been more resilient, has displayed more strength through such adversity than Beth Melton.
I agree. I tell her and other people she's the toughest person I know.
She absolutely is. And, you know, the contributions that she's made to this wing, individual airmen, their families, retirees, has been immeasurable during her tenure here. You know, it's going to be a sad day as we do her retirement. But, you know, gosh, the amount of love that she has shown us collectively, you know, it's just been immense. And, you know, we owe it to honor her appropriately. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I'd like to also add my congratulations to Chief Gibson on his retirement. You know, Timmy, what a character, right? we always, the three of us, we talk about characters that have come through this organization over time, and Timmy is certainly one of those. I'm going to add one thing to the state of the state, sir, that, and I want to give you credit for this so that our airmen know that, you know, you advocate for them heavily, and that is the discussion on bonus payments.
Mm-hmm.
The Air National Guard is really behind paying bonuses that are due for our airmen for enlistments, reenlistments, retention bonuses, et cetera. And this is not a fault at this level, the wing level. This is there's a huge backlog at a national level that the National Guard Bureau is really struggling to get through and to get processed. In some cases, we have airmen waiting up to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
For bonus payments to begin, and that is absolutely unacceptable. But I want airmen to know that Colonel Priest, in the state of the state, we met individually with members from A1, and you pushed them really hard, sir, to get these bonus payments going, especially for the airmen that we have that have waited the longest. So I want to thank you for that, and I want to make sure airmen know that, you know, that was one of your primary focuses as you went up there.
Thanks.
Talk a little bit about Gabon. You know, wow. So Colonel Priest and I had the pleasure to go over and represent the wing along with the state leadership team, Major General Crane, with the signing ceremony with our Gabonese partners. I'll tell you, it absolutely exceeded my expectations all the way around. You know, we talk about SPP periodically. We have really good partners in Peru and in Qatar. Airmen that have gone on SPP engagements with Peru and Qatar have always had positive or memorable things to talk about. I was a little apprehensive joining Gabon in this partnership, but I am no longer. I am absolutely excited. You know, certainly Peru and Qatar, they're good hosts for us whenever we visit. I've always enjoyed every engagement we've had, but our Gabonese partners this go-around absolutely rolled out the red carpet. Not just from a Ministry of Defense standpoint, but the entire government, the U.S. Embassy there in Libreville really put in a huge effort in supporting this. Our partners there with AFRICOM came down and provided representation at a senior leader level. And, oh, my gosh, the friendly smiles, the warm greetings that we received, the red carpet treatment from beginning to end, the beautiful scenery that we saw. It's a very tropical place. You know, I know we can help our Gabonese partners, and I know that they are eager for our assistance and our help. And I also know it is an area of the world that we are in great strategic competition. And to highlight that, one of the events that Colonel Priest and I attended was a reception at the U.S. Ambassador's house that probably had, I don't know, 150 people or so at it. It wasn't just U.S. and Gabonese folks that were there. We also had representatives from other nations, French partners, really good conversations with some of those individuals. But we also had two representatives from the PLA, from the Chinese military, were present. And it was interesting, you know, one of the first times I've had face-to-face engagement with a PLA counterpart, but to kind of rub shoulders with them in a very, you know, cordial way, to recognize that we are in an element of competition with them in the region, really brought a lot of things home to me. So I mentioned all that to say to our airmen, don't have any hesitation whatsoever in doing an SPP engagement in Gabon. I think you will find it extremely rewarding. I think you will find it to exceed your expectations. I think you will enjoy it. I know that it will contribute greatly to diplomacy and to advancing the interests of our nation. So just want to encourage folks to do that.
Agreed.
Chief.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. I too, want to wish Chief Timmy Gibson well in retirement. We go way, way back.
How far back, Chief?
Back,
before the internet.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer that, Chief. You're not wrong.
I'm afraid I'm going to miss someone, but I believe I'm correct when I say that me and Timmy Gibson and Herb Welch are the last of the Desert Storm deployers.
Wow.
So we go back a little bit before that.
Wow.
So yeah. I just want to wish him well. It is kind of a busy weekend, and I'm kind of excited about it because I don't know that all the time in the back seat going back and forth with you guys to D.C. can be kind of antsy. I need something to do. But first, I want to just talk about the Christmas dance. It is an opportunity for us to have a good time, and I just want to remind everyone to make good choices, make good decisions.
Absolutely.
Chief Evans is going to have a team of designated drivers, and there's no penalty if you say, hey, I sure could use a driver. I intend to join that team and help out if necessary, because I just want to let everyone know that be smart. We can have fun. It's even funner if you're smart.
Absolutely.
I'm going to smoke about 30 pounds of wings for the wing staff this weekend. I'm excited about that. I'm going to get that done somewhere along the lines. And then administratively, I just want to remind everyone about a few things. One is I mentioned last month my intent to retire. It's kind of bittersweet. I love this wing. So grateful for all the opportunities I've been given. But when it's time, you know it's time. And my vacancy announcement has been released. It closes on 31 December. So I just want to encourage the Chiefs to take a gander at that and, gosh, apply. I don't think Colonel Priest has seen any yet, have you?
Not yet.
So, gosh. And if you want to know about the job and just talk generally about it, I'm happy to have any discussions that folks want to have.
Too big of a star to follow. It's intimidating.
Oh, that's not true at all. So respectfully, sir. reminder to everyone, your Outstanding Airman of the Year packages are due by close of business on January UTA. Two include step packages. So if you have a DSG who's the sole occupant of a position, they understand that if they don't find a new home within 3 years, they would accept retirement. We encourage you to nominate folks for step, either E8 or E9. Gosh, Merry Christmas, everyone. I want to leave you with this last thing. I'm not a DPH and I'm not a chaplain. These guys call me pastor, but that's not really true either. But I was thinking about yesterday.
You are always ministering to us. You know this, right?
I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again right now just to share. These are just my thoughts. And if the professionals out there say I got it wrong, they can come and tell me I got it wrong. But Christmas can be a hard time.
Absolutely.
I look at
for a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The holidays can be rough. I watch things in my house and my wife. I noticed that she misses her grandpa and she misses the annual trips to her grandpa's house, and so that my kids could interact with their great grandpa. And that movies, memories come up, and we talk about. She goes, "That's just sad. You know, he's no longer with us." I think about the time with my dad and my uncles and those times, and it's kind of sad when I reflect on them. You know, and I've concluded that it's okay to celebrate, and it's okay to be sad.
Yes,
during the same season, both can coexist. Mm-hmm. We can make time for both of those, and I believe we're better off if we do.
Yes,
if we do. And so I just wanted to share that with the wing, and I hope folks consider it. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Merry Christmas,
gentlemen. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist reminding you to stay ready to go.